Good morning, and welcome to St. Patrick's Cathedral for the celebration of the Eucharist on this eighth Sunday in Ordinary Time. Music for today's Mass can be found online at www.stpatrickscathedral.org/live or in the blue St. Michael hymnal, which can be found in your pew. Our celebrant this morning is His Eminence Timothy Cardinal Dolan, Archbishop of New York. Please now rise and join in singing our entrance hymn, which can be found in your hymnal on page 410, All Creatures of Our God and King, page 410.
Of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you. Welcome to Sunday Mass here at America's Parish Church, St. Patrick's Cathedral. We're sure glad you're with us, as we are those who unite with us in worship at home on the Catholic Channel, SiriusXM 129, our Catholic Faith Network, and our own live stream, so that we might offer this holy sacrifice of the Mass the more worthily. We call to mind our sins and ask for the mercy that flows from the cross of Christ. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us all to life everlasting. Amen. us pray. Grant us, O Lord, we pray, that the course of our world may be directed by your peaceful rule, and that your church may rejoice untroubled in her devotion. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Oh, boy.
A reading from the book of Siras. When a sieve is shaken, the husks appear. So do one's faults when one speaks. As the test of what the potter molds is in the furnace, so in tribulation is the test of the just. The fruit of a tree shows the care it has had. So too does one's speech disclose the bent of one's mind. Praise no one before he speaks, for it is then that people are tested. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Lord, it is good to give thanks to you.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, when this which is corruptible clothes itself with incorruptibility, and this which is mortal clothes itself with immortality, then the word that is written shall come about. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brothers and sisters, be firm, steadfast, always fully devoted to the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord, your labor is not in vain. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Oh.
hearts in the world as you hold on to the word of life.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus told his disciples a parable. Can a blind person guide a blind person?
No.
Will not both fall into a pit? No disciple is superior to the teacher, but when fully trained, every disciple will be like his teacher. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me remove that splinter in your eye," when you do not even notice the wooden beam in your own eye? You hypocrite, remove the wooden beam from your eye first. Then you will see clearly to remove the splinter in your brother's eye. A good tree does not bear rotten fruit, nor does a rotten tree bear good fruit. For every tree is known by its own fruit. For people do not pick figs from thorn bushes, nor do they gather grapes from brambles. A good person, out of the store of goodness in his heart, produces good. But an evil person, out of a store of evil, produces evil. For from the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, everybody, a renewed welcome to St. Patrick's Cathedral for Sunday Mass. Every Sunday Mass is a great prayer, no? I think this morning's has a special significance as we anticipate the beginning of the holy season of Lent this coming Ash Wednesday, this very week. And as we unite with the Church Universal and people of goodwill throughout the world in continuing our prayers for our Holy Father and his troubling health challenges, and as we unite with our Islamic neighbors because they began the holy season of Ramadan last night. Now, you probably heard one of the stories about the great saint of Rome, Saint Philip Neri. He's sometimes called the second apostle of Rome after Saint Peter. And he was known to be a great counselor and a wonderful confessor. And a woman told a story about St. Philip Neri. She was a notorious gossip. She was the blabbermouth of the neighborhood. She had come to the conviction that she had hurt many people and destroyed the reputations of many because of her speech. And so she went to confession to St. Philip Neri. She tells the story. Obviously, St. Philip Neri didn't. And she said after confessing those sins, St. Philip Neri was very gentle to her, but he said, "You know, here's your penance. Here's your penance. Do you have a big feather pillow in your apartment?" She said, "Sure I do." And he said, "Well, I want you to take it, and I want you to take a knife, and I want you to go up to the top of your house and slit the pillow open and let the feathers fly out all over the place." And then I want you to go around and collect every one of them. And she said, well, Father, that will be impossible. And he said, well, it's good that you realize how impossible it is for you to repair the damage that your speech has done. Sins of speech, wouldn't you agree, are perhaps the most common and destructive that we commit. Words may be spoken in anger, lies, harshness, gossip, cursing. Yeah, they could be softened, thanks be to God, by apology and correction, I hope. But the damage is irretrievably done, right? Look, the Lord gave us the gift of speech. Why? To converse lovingly and helpfully with other people, to praise Him in all His works, to pray to Him, to convey truth and goodness and encouragement, and to speak to others of God and His revelation. You notice, do you not, that in the Holy Gospels, Jesus so often restores speech to those who have been unable to utter a word. And of course, in doing that, He wishes to restore to us the talent and gift of using our tongue only the way He intended. So too does one's speech disclose the bent of one's heart. Praise no one before he speaks, for it is then that people are tested. That's in the Holy Bible this morning. From the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks, Jesus reminds us in the gospel this morning. So, may our hearts be brimming with love and truth and goodness and praise, and our lips only give evidence of that which is in our heart. You know, I wonder if that's why silence has always been a high value for you and me as believers. Here's another. Did you ever notice this? The command that Jesus will first give to those evil spirits that He's casting out, the command He will give right off the bat to those evil spirits is, shut up, silence, because Satan craves chatter and talk and noise and blabbing. Our own American wise man, Benjamin Franklin, advised, you know, it's far better to keep quiet and be thought a fool than to open your mouth and show that we indeed are. Just right after last Easter, I had the privilege of visiting the Holy Land, and I went to a wonderful Catholic center that takes care of children who are unable to speak. It's called Ephphatha, which is the word Jesus used to be open. This magnificent nursery and school was run by these joyful Italian nuns. Not one child could speak, but there was communication galore in that Ephphatha school through the laughter, the smiles, the friendship, the love, the tenderness, the embrace. You wouldn't remember the day of your baptism unless you were baptized as an adult. But towards the end of the christening ritual, the priest touches the ears and the lips of the little baby and says, "The Lord Jesus made the deaf hear and the dumb to speak. May He now touch your ears to hear His word and open your mouth to proclaim faith to the praise and glory of God. Amen." I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pilate. He suffered death and was buried and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. His kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray.
For Pope Francis, for our shepherd, Timothy Cardinal Dolan, for all clergy, religious, and laity, that they may be holy and effective in their mission to draw all people to Christ, we pray to the Lord. For peace among and within nations, and for those suffering in war-torn lands, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For communities recovering from floods, fires, and other difficulties, that the Lord grant the residents serenity and hope, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all the sick, especially for Pope Francis, that they may experience solidarity with Jesus and with all the faithful, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our own beloved dead, that they may enjoy the fullness of eternal life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. We count upon the unfailing intercession of Mary, our mother, St. Joseph, her spouse, St. Patrick, our patron, as we make these and all of our prayers through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Oh,
Pray now that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice into your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all God's holy church.
O God, who provide gifts to be offered to your holy name and count our oblations as signs of our desire to serve you with devotion, we ask of your mercy that what you grant us as the source of merit may also help us attain merit's reward through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just. Our duty and our salvation always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Heavenly Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for in you we live and move and have our being. And while in this body we not only experience the daily effects of your care, but even now possess the pledge of eternal life. For having received the first fruits of the Holy Spirit, through whom you raised Jesus from the dead, we hope for an everlasting share in his victory. And so with all the angels and saints of heaven, we now praise you as in joyful celebration we acclaim. Fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate this memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly, we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit.
Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and Timothy, our Bishop, and all the clergy.
Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy, welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with St. Patrick and the blessed apostles, and with all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed.
Please join in singing our communion hymn, which could be found in your hymnal on page 624, Lord, Who at Thy First Eucharist, page 624.
Amen.
Let us pray. Nourished by your saving gifts, we beseech your mercy, Lord, that by this most blessed sacrament with which you feed us now, you may make us partakers in life everlasting through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Through the intercession of Mary, our mother, the intercession of St. Joseph, her spouse, and St. Patrick, our patron, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. The Mass is ended. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please join in singing our recessional hymn, which can be found in your hymnal, on page 423, Alleluia, Alleluia, Hearts to Heaven, page 423.